when you renounce the consciousness of the body, the mind, the wealth, the relationships, it means that renunciation will lead to the great fortune. Instead of saying my body, you have said yours. Mind, wealth, relationships. When you see them to be yours instead of mine, you change only one word. It's only the transformation of one word, that's all. Mine is changed into yours. But on the basis of this renunciation, you have become the ones who have claimed all rights to the greatest fortune. And in front of such a great fortune, this renunciation is nothing, is it not? It's nothing. It's a small thing, is it not? Yes, sometimes you may say it is a little big. Sometimes you find it to be too much to renounce. When you say it is yours, it means that you change that big thing into a small thing. But when you say mine, you change even a small thing into a big thing. Let anything happen, even a big problem may come, which may be greater than 100 Himalayas put together. But the moment you say yours, at that very moment, you change that mountain into not a molehill but into cotton wool. Cotton wool is that which flies away in a second. You blow and it flies away, blows away. It's not that you just say it is yours, but you have to accept it. Not just to accept it, but to work on it, to be it. It's only a matter of change of one word. It is easy, is it not? And there is great benefit in it. There is no loss. When you say yours, you give all your burden to Baba and you say, Baba, it's yours, take care of it. You are just for name's sake. That means you become for name's sake only. So it's greatly beneficial, is it not? You become detached and loved by God. Those who are loved by God, they become loved by the world.
Vartamaan bhi.
This attainment is not only for the future, but it is also for the present. You have experienced it, and you can experience it more. Even in 1 second, you can experience it. Let anything come. Just say, Baba, it is yours. Accept it to be Baba's. And keep the consciousness that it belongs to Baba, and then do it. And see whether your burden becomes less or not. You have the experience of it, don't you? All of you sitting here have the experience of it. But the only thing what happens is you have a habit of saying mine, mine, mine. It's a habit of 63 births. And therefore you say, Baba, it's yours, 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 and then again you change back into mine, mine, mine. And then when you say mine, it means finished, because that will take long time. It may take 1 hour, 1 day, 2 days. But the moment you say yours, not only instantly that problem is finished, So when you say mine, that matter may be only of a half an hour, but then the impact of that will last for a very long time, maybe hour and two, 1 day, 2 days, and not just that. Afterwards, you will keep on remembering it again and again too. This is why Bap Dada tells all the children, if you really like the word mine, because you have the habit of saying mine, you have the sanskar of saying mine, and you want to say mine, then say my Baba instead. You are helpless, you know, some people are helpless because of their habits. So, whenever you say mine, 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 just say my Baba and finish that thing. All the many times you say mine, that you merge in one word, my Baba.